Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Thank you so much for joining me again for another edition of Coach's Corner. You know, I was thinking about this today. I've been coaching now since 1995 and have been working with thousands and thousands of business owners over that period of time. And I've been an early adopter of social media. In fact, I was on social media back in the 90s. And you might say, what social media did we have back in the 90s? Well, we had America Online, if you remember. And the social media back then was in the form of chat rooms. And, you know, it was sort of the precursor to what we know today with all the Facebooks and Instagrams and everything that we're seeing. It was kind of the same game back then. The technology was different. Really, all that's changed is the technology. And it's been really interesting to watch kind of the growth of the industry, number one. And number two is to watch new people coming on board, right? So in the 90s, who was on social media? Just a very small subset of people, right? It was a lot of students that were on board, a lot of kids. Very few parents were at that time. You know, it just wasn't the thing. You know, I had a computer back in 1981, my very first computer. And, you know, I was on this stuff immediately. As soon as it became available, I was on. I was actually on the internet before it was the internet. It was the bulletin board systems and before the World Wide Web came along. So I've been on this for a very long time. And it's been really interesting to watch human behavior change as this has gone on. Now, for many, many years, we said, what? Don't talk about two things. What are the two subjects you never talk about? Politics and religion. Well, we can add a third one, health there, today to the list, if you will, of things that are taboo and you shouldn't be talking about. But here we are, you know, we're 2021 March and we're looking at, you know, a lot of changes in our society that are happening at a very rapid pace. And one of the things that I'm paying attention to, one of the many things that I'm paying attention to these days is how people are responding, how people are reacting to it all. I know my response, I know, you know, some of my friends' responses, and I'm also looking at sort of the population at large as well as I scan through some social sites and I look at where things are going. Here's my prediction about social media. Social media is going to fracture. Right? We had Facebook and everyone pretty much was on Facebook. There were a few holdouts who didn't get on it, but for the most part, you could find anybody you want to find on Facebook. That was pre-censorship. Now that there's censorship, you know, I feel sometimes I go on Facebook and it's like, oh, I can't post this or I can't post that. A post is going to get shadow banned. It's going to get deleted or it's going to create a firestorm or whatnot, right? So not only is there actual censoring, but there's also self-censoring because there's a fear of being censored, if you catch what I'm talking about. So that's a really bad thing for any social media network because if you can't post, if you can't put content on there, social media sites die when there's no content. How many of you have been on social media sites and there are no posts in your timeline? How long do you stay there? Boom, you're there and you're gone. That's very bad because you know, you're not gonna see many advertisements then. And the goal of any social media site is to keep you engaged as long as possible on the site. So I think what's gonna fracture and what's gonna happen is you're gonna have the Facebooks of the world and there's gonna be a bunch of people that'll be on there who are probably never gonna post anything that could possibly be censored. And there's gonna be another group of people who are gonna find new social sites who really, are gonna post things that are controversial. We're gonna talk about politics, we're gonna talk about religion, we're gonna talk about vaccines, we're gonna talk about all these topics that are being censored on these other social sites. So you're seeing that right now with YouTube. A lot of videos are being pulled down, a lot of major large channels are being just, flip the switch, delete them, they're gone overnight. A lot of large Twitter accounts, the same thing is happening. And you might say, well, it's a bad thing. Yeah, in the moment, it's a bad thing, no question. What's interesting is that these other websites are coming up. Telegram is almost a Twitter replacement in many ways. It's not exactly the same as Twitter, but it's sort of a chat system that's very different and there's no censorship there. So you can get on Telegram, you can create a channel and attract followers to your channel and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And for now, there's no censorship. There are other social media sites popping up. You may have heard of Parler, you may have heard of Gab, you may have heard of Clout Hub, right? To name just a few. There's actually many, many more than that. Minds.com is another one, right? There's a whole list of new ones that are popping up. And because they're not doing any censorship, there's a lot of us that feel more comfortable posting our thoughts there. Now, I want to share with a big lesson in all of this really isn't so much, social media is going to split. I think anybody can see that. You got to be a genius to figure out that social media is going to, that's going to happen. We're not all going to be in one place anymore. And at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a good thing. Because if we're all in one place and like we're all on Facebook and Facebook decides, you know what, we don't like Donald Trump and we don't want any Donald Trump posts anywhere, anytime, for any reason, they cut all that off. They literally cut out more than half their market, right? So they alienate half their market. I don't know what kind of business strategy it is. It's stupid by any measure. It's idiotic. It's crazy that you would do that. You would build this behemoth of the world's greatest, biggest social media network, and then you would play games like this to alienate more than half your audience like that. Yeah, you know, you remember MySpace? Remember what happened to them? They were big, and then they were gone, right? It can happen to Facebook, too. So it's changing the landscape of that we're playing in as far as social media goes. And we're starting to look at, you know, what are the new networks coming up, and you're finding your new homes. I'm finding, in some respects, I'm actually getting more traction on these other social networks than I do on Facebook. Facebook, I'm getting 2 views, 3 views. YouTube, my YouTube channel, I post my videos up on YouTube. I was getting, you know, 1,000, 2,000 views on some videos. Now I'm getting 2, 3, 4. It's like crazy. We know it's shadow banned. We know it's not going in the algorithm. For whatever reason, you know, they don't like my content or whatnot, it's going nowhere. So I'm on Rumble.com. So I'm on DailyMotion.com. There's other websites where you can host videos that aren't going to be throttled and shadow banned and so on and so forth. So it's really interesting that that's happening. Like I said, you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. What's really curious to me is our behavior. Talked about that when we first got started here. What's our behavior? How is our behavior changing around all of this? Well, we have some pretty big events happening in our world, right? We have this whole coronavirus thing that's been now coming up on 1 year that we've been in lockdown here in California and other states as well. Many states have opened up and sort of said, okay, we're done with this. But it's a big topic, right? It's a topic of health. It's a topic with a vaccine topic was always banned on social media. You can never talk about vaccines. Well, now there's a vaccine. It's an experimental vaccine. And it's going out, and their goal is to vaccinate everybody with a vaccine that is different than any other vaccine. It shouldn't even be called a vaccine because it really isn't. And they're going out and vaccinating everybody. Isn't that scary? The experimental vaccine. Who's going to volunteer for that? Don't count me on that list. I'm not volunteering for that. Not at all, right? So this is a conversation we should be having. Rather than saying, you know, if anyone says anything negative about the vaccine, we're cutting them off. Well, that doesn't help the narrative, does it? Doesn't help us have an honest and open conversation. I'm finding all kinds of material from doctors all over the place that are saying, no good, stay away. And all you're hearing is, you know, the Faucis of the world, the CDC, the official government narrative, if you will, saying, oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. They don't know that it's fine. They've only tested it for a few months. You don't know what's going to happen a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. This vaccine is irreversible. So we should be having this conversation. We really should be having this robust conversation about these things rather than having it cut off, right? Yeah, the other thing that's happening is politics, right? Massive, massive, massive issues with politics. I mean, it's crazy what's going on right now. All these executive orders that nobody knows what they are. They're just being signed and boom, there they go. 60 plus of them as added of this date. It's crazy. It's more than one a day. And it's changing the fabric of our laws in this country. It's changing our immigration policy. It's changing healthcare. It's changing, I mean, all the different things that are important to all of us. I wouldn't care so much if we weren't impacted directly, but we are. All these things are coming down and they're affecting us one way or another. We need to have that conversation. What's really cool is I'm seeing more and more people stepping up to the plate and having that conversation. Now, they're very cautious on Facebook. I get it, because they don't want to get banned. But on other websites, they're just out there with it. And I was thinking about this weekend. I was thinking, okay, what does it mean to be authentic? That's a word we've been throwing around for years, right? Everyone wants to be more authentic, more authentic. And what we all do is we all kind of go in the middle and we say things that we might believe, but really don't tell you fully what we believe, because we don't want to get banned and we don't want to get yelled at and we don't want to get people disliking us. I've had people, friends unfriend me. They're not my friend anymore. They pulled away. They stopped listening to my podcast or whatnot because they don't like what I'm saying. Well, you know, at the end of the day, were they really my friends? I mean, I can disagree with my friends. They're still my friends. They don't have to agree with everything they say. That's ridiculous. I don't think that would ever happen. So the idea here is that when you talk about being authentic, if you are coming out and not speaking your truth and speaking what you really believe, question to you is, are you really being authentic? The answer is no, you're not. No, you're not. What are you doing? You're tiptoeing around, trying not to offend anybody. And I'm going to tell you from personal experience, that's not the way to go. Truthfully, the more you speak out and the more you say who you are and what you stand for and what you're about, what you believe, I don't really care what you believe. If you believe it, you should be standing on that platform and you should be talking about it. I don't care what it is. You're pro-vaccine, you're anti-vaccine, you're pro-Trump, you're anti-Trump, you're pro-Biden, who knows? I don't care. You love Hillary Clinton, whatever it is, stand up for it and speak your mind about it. We need that. We need that robust discussion. And what you'll find is, no, you're not going to make everybody happy. You know what? Truth is, if I say, hey, it's Monday, happy Monday, I'm going to piss people off. So there's no point in worrying about it because no matter what you say, it's going to upset people. People may not like Monday. They say, what do you mean, happy Monday? Heck with you, I don't like Mondays. Monday's the worst day of the week. For me, it's the best day of the week. I love Mondays. So if you look at it from that perspective, say, okay, I want to be more authentic. I want to be more, let you know what I feel, what I believe, what my thoughts are. Then what you'll find is the people who follow you, they don't just follow you casually. They become raving fans of you because you're stepping up and speaking the truth that they may believe, but they may be afraid to speak. So I'm going to encourage you to do something. Try this experiment just for 10 days. Start talking about what you really believe. Try it amongst your friends. Put some posts out on social media, what you really believe. I'm seeing a lot of my friends doing that now. It's sort of where we pushed into it, right? Because so much is happening and it's happening so quickly and we got to start talking about it. And so they're starting to talk about it. And what's happening is, you know, people who were casually friends before are all of a sudden, hey, you're on the same wavelength as me, bam! And all of a sudden that friendship is like really rock solid and that they're sharing back and forth and there's more communication and it's unlike anything you've ever seen. So if you want to know what being authentic is speaking your truth. It isn't about trying to please everybody because you're never going to do that. It's ridiculous to even think that you're going to do that. You're going to piss people off no matter what you do. You wake up in the morning and people are going to be pissed off. People can't wake up. They're too tired. They can't get out of bed. They're mad at you because you woke up and you were fine. So the truth of the matter is, if you worry about that, you're never going to make any progress. You know, if you're right in the middle of the tracks and you're staying middle of the road, you don't want to upset anybody, you don't really attract anybody. No one's really interested in that. Nobody's interested in, you know, the soft anymore. We're polarized. We know probably always were. We're very polarized. Which side of the tracks are you on? Stand there. Stand in that belief. Attract those people who believe like you believe. You'll have a market that will never leave you and never let you down. So being authentic is a lot more than telling the truth. I mean, that's what we talk about. We're just going to be very truthful. Uh-huh. But you're not telling me what you believe. Are you being truthful or you're hiding the truth? Huh. Think about that one. You're not telling me what you really believe. You're bringing up a facade of what you want me to think you believe because you don't want to offend me. I don't connect with that because I don't really know if it's authentic. I can feel that it's not authentic, right? So what do you believe? Tell me what you believe. Put it in the comments. Make a video. Post something on Facebook. Start talking about what you really believe with your friends. You'll see things are going to change dramatically. All of us are doing this, by the way. This isn't just me doing this. It isn't just a handful of people. More and more people are stepping up and doing this, and it's making a huge difference. So I wanted to give you that food for thought today. I think it's very valuable. I think it's very honorable if you're able to do that, if you're able to get yourself there. And if you can't, then start following people who are speaking, the things that you really believe in and follow them and get really close to them and, start sharing their materials. Share my materials if I'm speaking the language that resonates with you. I'm going to tell you something. When you do, it changes everything. You want more followers, you want more sales, you want more whatever. Be authentic. That's the key to it all. And authentic means don't try to please everybody. Just be who you are. Not trying to please everyone. I am who I am. Listen, you know, if you had 100 followers, you can make a living off 100 followers, right? 100 people who really stick by you no matter what. You're fantastic. You're golden. You don't need tens of thousands, tens of millions, but you know what? Maybe your message does resonate with tens of millions of people. You won't know if you never step into it. If you're hiding behind, oh, I'm afraid of what people are going to say, you're never going to step up and no one's ever going to know what you believe and they're not going to follow you. So stand in what you believe. Let people know what it is you believe. Our society right now needs that more than ever. I've been talking about leadership. That's leadership. We need leadership in this society more than anything. We don't need a lot of also-rans. We need a lot of people who are stepping up and want to be leaders and say, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm believing. This is what I'm seeing. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that. Here's what I believe about this. Here's what I believe about that. Then they get to know who you are, right? It's the only way. It really is the only way. So you want to be more authentic, you want to be more successful, that's how you're going to do it. All right, I promised you a short podcast today, and I want to keep my word on that one. And if you find this valuable, please share it with your friends and followers. I would really appreciate that, and I look forward to seeing you again real soon. Thanks for watching.